Often we see AI kind of impeding on people's creativity, almost replacing it. Today we're going to talk about AI that actually not only helps enhance creativity, but also helps people increase in being able to develop their creativity. So Google Labs has created Notebook LM. This is a really interesting language model because it is trained on specific information that you feed it. Now, this is supposed to be a lot more reliable as far as it won't hallucinate. They say there is still a chance of AI hallucinations or like a chance that the AI will make stuff up, but it says it's really uncommon. This is in beta stages right now, so they're still experimenting with it, but this is going to be really interesting to see, especially more in the future. So essentially what this AI is a language model that is trained off of entries that you give it. You can give it different Google Docs, Google Slides, and the inputs are actually increasing. But what's cool about this is after you feed it the information, you can ask it questions based off of what you've given it. I think this is really cool, especially for anybody studying, like any university students like myself. I think this is really interesting to see in the academic space. I know there's a lot of artificial or like AIs that help with learning, but honestly, I feel like a lot of them more so help with like generating answers or just giving you information instead of actually helping you grow and develop and learn. So this is a really cool AI. One thing, like one application you could use for this is even giving it like your own personal journal entries, and then it could maybe help you come up with ideas for a personalized essay or just different things like that. I think this is really cool. It could point out different like experiences that you might have had. Now a big research or a big application for this tool is research. They are saying that you can give it different research papers that you've created or found on the internet. It helps you cite different sources and make a more cohesive document with this notebook LM. So I think this is really cool. One thing that is really important to note is, so on their website, on Google's website, they released a document just pretty much saying what it is. They said, well, Notebook LM's source groundbreaking seems to reduce the risk of model hallucinations. It's always important to fact check the AI responses against your original source material. Pretty much just saying, like, don't fully rely on this. Please fact check after. Honestly, I'm sure that won't be too much of an issue, especially further on. This is still in the experiment stages, so it'll be really cool to see. Now, on their website, they say when you first add a Google Doc to the Notebook LM, it will automatically generate a summary along with key topics and questions to ask, so you get a better understanding of the material. Now, one thing that I think is really cool is you could even give this like maybe a paper you're working on, or if you were like a business major, you could give it a presentation, and then you could say, given this presentation, what are some questions potential like investors or whatever the topic's on might ask me, and then it will help you address those questions. So it's really cool. It helps you kind of brainstorm based off of information you've given it. I'm really excited to just dive into this and use it more. So another thing they do say is that they've built Notebook LM such that the model only has access to the source material that you've chosen to upload, and your files and dialogue with the AI are not visible to other users. So, and they also say they don't use your information to retrain the AI language model, which is really interesting. They do say though that this AI, and this is with a lot of artificial intelligences, they have created AI alignment Pretty much what that means is Google will still give parameters and make the artificial intelligence follow certain rules when it gives you information. What those rules are, I have no clue. But that is what a lot of language models do. Usually, like, protects the AI from like doing anything illegal, like telling you how to break into a car or anything like that. So it's interesting. It's important to know that that is still put in there. It isn't completely like free, uncensored, but it'll be really cool. Now, I really like how AI is just going forward in the future. I really love seeing artificial intelligences like this that really help people like academically learn and develop, because I find that there's a lot of just AI models that kind of make people rely on them too much, where this kind of seems like a good balance where it helps you use it to research, almost like I think of it like a research assistant, which is really cool. This is just a quick look at the Notebook LM, what Google's doing with it. I think it's really interesting. Hopefully, in the future, I'll do another episode on this, and so we'll be able to see how it develops as it still is in experimental stages. But thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you in the next episode.